fresh off of a 6-4 win on home ice, a very much needed home ice win. He is the interim coach of the Calgary Flames. Jeff Ward joins us. Morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Boomer. How are you doing?
We're good. How's life as a head coach? No stress, nice and easy, lots of sleep at night?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you that's the way it is, but we all know that it's not quite that way on certain days.
I wonder, you got a front row seat, and I mean, fans are on the edge of their seat, and they're watching and living and dying with every rush down the ice, and you're thinking, it'd be nice to be tightened up here, boys. I got a job on the line. Is it hard to keep that separate? Do you ever think about that sometimes, that obviously it's your future, and you'd love to win regardless, but it looks better for an interim coach if you get a few wins here?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I've never really thought about it. The most important thing, obviously, is how the team plays and what we're doing to prepare them to play, and that's the only thing we can control. So the outside stuff you don't put too much angst into, or you find, I think, that your focus goes there, and now the distractions start to happen. So we know we're in the grind right now. We're in a playoff spot, and we're in a race. And so all our energy right now is just on a day-to-day and a game-to-game basis, just trying to get better.
We were kicking it around a bit this morning, trying to figure out just what you've got there in that locker room. Is it a resilient team? Is it a team that has a certain fragility to it? Because there's signs of both. I thought yesterday at 3-1, this was not going to go well. You'd not been playing well on home ice. The wins weren't there. But instead, here you turn around, you get Mangiapane gets you going, and then Bennett gets on board. And you guys win this, but yet at the same time, you watch some nights and it just does not feel like it's there. Are you able to get a handle on it? And I guess just your frustration level with one day, it seems like you've got one sort of a team and then the next day, a different type.
Yeah, it's, I think I rely a lot on my experience, just what I went through with the Bruins over the time that we built the Stanley Cup team there in Boston. And the easiest way to put it is we're a winning team right now that's trying to learn how to be a contending team. And those have lessons along the way. And sometimes they're hard. I remember the one year in Boston, we won the President's Trophy, and then we went out in the first round, you know, similar to what happened to us last year with the big point season. And we've got some young guys with not a lot of playoff experience trying to figure out how everything fits together at this time of year. And the expectations in the city are high based on what happened last year. And understanding that there needed to be a turnaround in our team at the most important time. So there's a lot right now that the guys are trying to deal with, number one. But how they're dealing with it and the lessons that they have to go through to learn it, you can never really control that sometimes. And the only way to get experience is by going through it. And, you know, the couple of years after we won the President's Trophy in Boston, we were up 4-0 on the Flyers in the second round. And we got a couple injuries and they ended up coming, 3-0. They ended up coming back and winning the next four games and eliminating us in the second round. And so there's all kinds of things that have to happen to a group to steal it and battle test it in order for it to ultimately understand what it takes to win. And I think really that's what our group is going through right now. So we have these nights where, you know, things happen like last night, and then we have nights where the effort's not where it needs to be. And I think when we look at it from that type of a perspective of what we're growing through with our growth as a team, it's easier to keep it online, it's easier to understand it, and it's easier for us to know where we need to get to work the next day. But it can be frustrating at times, for sure, but we just got to keep worrying about the things that we can control, and we just got to keep grinding away. And right now, with a lot of adversity that's hit our team, you know, with the injuries and whatnot, and the pressure of having to win at home and, you know, everybody in the division winning around us, I think our guys are coming together pretty well, and we feel good about the fact that we're in a playoff spot with 21 games to go, and we're looking forward to the last 21.
Coach, I played my very first American Hockey League game against Tim Thomas, and I remember watching him across the ice thinking how emotional he was, how wired he was, how engaged he was every game. You've coached him, you've coached Tuukka Rask, you have David Rittich now. A lot of similarities just with the fire, the passion, the emotion. What do you say to Dave? I mean, just to talk to him on a daily basis, how do you manage his emotions, or do you let him do his thing? What's your approach to Dave?
Well, we let him do his thing. We don't want to change it. I think the biggest thing is, and you would know, Cronor, is that, you know, goalies, it's a different position, obviously. The expectations of them are always big. And the way that they deal with it is important. And so we just kind of let them do what they do and reinforce really that, you know, hey, listen, we got confidence in you. You're our guy. You know, these things will happen. We try to make it, keep it in perspective all the time for them. but also just allowing them to know that they're our guy and we're going to go to war with them, and you know, we need them to be there. And they've handled it really well. But we, you know, with Tuca, with Timmy, with David, with Talbs, I mean, they're all different personalities, but they know what they need to do to prepare. They know what makes them most comfortable around the rink and on the ice as a goaltender, and we don't want to interfere with that at all.
Flames coach Jeff Ward is our guest. I'll tell you what, because you read stories from around the league and you hear a lot of teams, and there's a lot of teams out there that really can't rely on their goaltending. Whether there's injuries or poor play, you go to Toronto and all of a sudden Frederik Andersen, you just can't trust them. You guys have played both, but you've never, I don't know that we come away from many games saying where goaltending cost you a game. You've been able to spin both guys through, but they've been pretty reliable for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, on most nights, they're giving us a chance to win, and that's all you can really ask from your goaltending. So at the end of the day, we're there in games because of them. They're giving us a chance to get points and wins at the end of the hockey games, and that's all we can ask, you know, and it's up to the guys to do some things in front of them. But we've been happy with our goaltending. We feel like it's a position of depth for us, and we feel like both guys are going, and we can use that down the stretch here and into the playoffs.
Watching your defense group on any given night, it's like you said, it's a bit of a MASH unit. You've got your top two probably defensive guys out right now. And we look at it and say, man, we're giving up opportunities and chances, but those guys are giving you everything they've got. I'll tell you, because I don't know, all things being equal, if Yellison or Shillington or a lot of these guys would be playing this much, but they are playing for you, and some mixed results, but boy, they are really trying to come through for you.
Oh, for sure. They give us everything they have, and at the end of the day, this, you know, the stuff that we're going through now is going to make us a much better team coming out the other end. Obviously, we got a chance to develop some depth, but you know, it is what it is. We expect a lot from them because of the position that we're in. It's the time of year when you know, the demands are higher, obviously, but you know, we feel like those guys have come in and played hard for us and you know, played some good hockey. They're learning, you know, under fire an awful lot, which is great. And at the end of the day, you know, we can see it tightening up, getting better. You know, we haven't yielded a lot of chances in some of these recent games with our top two defensive guys out. And, you know, the credit goes to those guys for continuing to battle down low and moving pucks up. And, you know, like I said, we can't change the fact that we got injuries. The most important lineup is the one on the ice, and we got to work with what we have. And, you know, we feel like they're battling hard for us, and they're playing well, and you know, they're learning, and that's gonna, like I said, the adversity is gonna make us better at the end of the day, and we've got to welcome it, and we've got to make sure that we understand it's gonna make us more battle tested and more ready, and just go with it a day at a time. So you know, we'll build on what we had yesterday and get ready for the game on Friday against a real good hockey team.
With losing Gio there, I mean, he's obviously the captain of the hockey club and the emotional leader, too. I mean, that guy wears his heart on his sleeve. Hamonic, same thing. When guys like that go down, you know, everybody on the team has to pick up their game just simply out of obligation, because you don't want to be that weak link in the chain. But who have you been most impressed with overall in a leadership role in Gio's absence?
Well, there's been a lot of guys step up. I mean, all of our leaders have done more. Milan Lucic has really stepped to the front. I think the young guys have really become a lot more focused in terms of what they're trying to do. So I think it's really been by committee. But the experience of a guy like Milan and even Zach Rinaldo with, you know, some of the playoff runs he's been on make a big difference in the room. They don't let the highs get too high or the lows get too low, which with a team who hasn't been through a lot of the experience of this, the tendency is those things can happen. But it's been good. But Gio's been around. I mean, he comes around. He understands that his presence is big. You know, he's in the locker room before games, and he's making sure that he's talking to guys. So he hasn't been totally absent. And we welcome the fact that both him and Travis have something to offer, and they're here with the guys on a daily basis. So we've tried to do as much as we can to keep it normal. But you know, a lot of the guys really have stepped up in the absence of Gio.
Is there any kind of a time frame or an update you can give us on Mark and Hamonic?
Well, it's, you know, the most truthful thing I can tell you is week to week right now. I know Gio, the last time he had this injury, came back quickly in 6 weeks. It's two now, so, you know, he's healing extremely well. Travis is a little bit slower due to the injury he's got, but, you know, it's coming. He's starting to be less painful every day. So I would think that both guys are going to be available at some point down the stretch here. But right now it's a week-by-week thing based on, you know, how it's responding to the rehab. And both guys, I can tell you're in here working extremely hard because they want to get back out there.
Chatting with Flames coach Jeff Ward here on Sportsnet, I wanted to ask you about Michael Backlund. For the first 25, 30, 40, I don't want to overstate it, but it looked like he was a little bit lost, just didn't quite seem himself. And, with the last 3 weeks to a month, he has looked like a completely different player. He's been more engaged. Obviously, the points are there, but he's been playing so much better. Him engaged with Brendan Dillon coming up the ice the one game against San Jose, it's like, okay, there's a little bit of fire. And I'm seeing actually more of that piss and vinegar in him than maybe that we've ever seen. What have you seen in Michael and any reason behind the resurgence?
Well, I think the move back to center has helped him. He came in and had a conversation with me, you know, just stating when we had been playing him on the wing with Johnny and Monty that he felt like his game was going stale and he wasn't getting enough touches with the puck. And so we threw that around a little bit. And at the same time, you know, we kind of talked to him about, listen, you know, some of this stuff will come back to you if you play harder. And I think that's, you know, generally something with players. I mean, if the puck's not following you around, the first place you should maybe look is, you know, am I playing hard enough? Am I competing enough to, you know, to be getting the puck more? And we talked about a lot of those things, and we moved back to the center ice position. And he started playing harder, and now we see that he's back where he's natural, which makes the game more comfortable for him. But at the same point in time, like you said, with Dillon the other night, he's starting to have some push and shove in his game. He's on pucks more. He's tracking on pucks more, and as a result, he's playing with the puck more, and now we're starting to see him to score. So it's a real, the credit goes to him for recognizing what he needed to do and also recognizing the fact that he needed to come in and have a conversation with us about, you know, maybe putting him back at center would be better, and it's worked out real well for us.
You've been able to get some wins, and you've played some pretty good hockey here in the last little bit, and it's come without much in the way of offensive contributions from Johnny or from Sean. What kind of a coach are you? Or is it lay down on the couch and let's have a talk? Do kick him in the butt? I just wonder. We hear a lot about today's players and how you deal when they're struggling. Have you figured out the right path for both those guys?
Well, it's a lot of conversation, you know. We come in. The biggest thing is we don't want them squeezing their sticks when the game starts. So we come in and we show them some film and we take a look at some things with them and we get feedback from them and see how they're feeling and what their reads are in certain plays. And so there's an awful lot of discussion goes on. But the biggest thing is we want to, you know, keep them positive and keep them feeling that, you know, they're contributing to our team. And, you know, both guys have, I think, really tried to become better 200-foot players, which means that I think they've given up at times a little bit of the offense to be better defensively, which is a huge ask on our part. But I think they've done that. But we just, you know, we're just trying to help them find their way in that transition, let them know that they're an important part of our team. And not really try to change what they're doing offensively. Just try to get them, in situations where they can start getting some confidence with the puck and some puck luck. And you know, I think a lot of it is, we can shoot the puck more. But if you not just specifically those two guys, I mean, but if you look at our team since the middle of November, like in the when the coaching change happened, we were scoring like our scoring was 27th in the league. And, after last night, we were 11th in the league in scoring. So our scoring has come up quite a bit. And we're getting it from other guys. And it makes it a little bit easier for those two guys to, you know, just come in and play and understand that, you know, as much as we need them to be leaders in that area for us, that when things are going pretty well and we're seeing scoring and some secondary scoring in other areas, the pressure isn't on them as much. And so it's just a matter of keeping that pressure off, putting them in situations where they're going to have some success, keep them focused on shooting the puck and doing the things that naturally comes to them and putting them in situations where those things are going to happen.
Speaking of leadership too, just last night, you know, Mangiapane's got a chance to get a hat trick and Gaudreau although, you know, he's been getting points, getting assists, the goals haven't been hard for him to come by, but him to feather that pass over and let him get his hat trick there, I just thought that was a good sign of leadership, a good sign of camaraderie, and just maybe comment on the bench and how everybody's getting along.
Yeah, I mean, the bench has been great, and you know, we've got a really tight team. The team is cohesive. You know, they all really like each other. We've been impressed as a staff at how, you know, in the light of some adversity, they've really come together, and the accountability within the group is become a lot more demanding in a good way, which you know, as coaches, we understand needs to happen, but they've been great that way. But they really, you know, they're really cheer for each other. They're pulling for each other. And, you know, the fact that Johnny, there's no way he was shooting that puck. He was going to wait until Manji came open. The fact that they care about each other, they have each other's backs, is a really good sign. And you need that in order to ultimately win at the end.
Last one for you before we let you go. Here is, it is a three-day break. You've got some practice time. You've got the poker tournament. But here we are. 3 days is not a long time, but for you guys, it is. How do you approach these 3 days? Because I know rest and recovery is so important when you can get some.
Yeah, it's huge. The rest and recovery obviously is big, and it's probably the biggest puzzle right now till the end of the season. But this is really our last push to have a couple of practices in a row, which we're going to welcome. So it's an opportunity for us to review some of the things we need to. You know, work on some things that we feel we need to get better in, reinforce some of our strengths. So it's really an opportunity for us to get a couple of real good practices in before we get back to the, you know, play, day off, play sort of pattern that's going to be there till the end of the season. I think we only have one other time after this week where we have two practices in a row till the end. So yeah. We're going to look forward to the opportunity to practice and get ourselves ready for Friday, and then we'll go on the road next week and see where we are. But it's obviously a huge week for us, this you know, our last game at home here, and then the road trip is big. We're playing tough teams, we're playing you know, good teams, and we're going to have to be at our best in order to have some success.
Thanks for the visit, Jeff, appreciate it. Big win yesterday, congrats.
Yeah, thanks guys, thanks
Talk
for
soon.
Having me on.
You bet. There's interim head coach of the Calgary Flames, Jeff Ward.